أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain viewpoints of Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and explain some precious points in their view. Well, about the role of leaders in faith, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, the leader must not only possess faith but also embody it, guiding the people towards a virtuous life and the realization of justice. Well, the quotation from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi underscores a fundamental principle in Islamic leadership, particularly from the Shia perspective, which emphasizes the integral relationship between faith, morality, and social justice. In Shia Islam, a leader is not merely a political figure, but a moral guide whose faith is reflected in their actions and policies. This responsibility is rooted in the belief that leaders are accountable not just to their constituents, but also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Book of Quran emphasizes the importance of righteous leadership in several verses. For instance, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 251, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, if it had not been for God's favor upon some of them, he would have destroyed them. You see, this highlights the divine support for those who strive to uphold justice and morality. Furthermore, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoted saying, the leaders of people are their servants. This reinforces the idea that true leadership involves selflessness and dedication to the welfare of the community. And in Shia, we have the Imams, and particularly Imam Ali alayhi salam, who exemplifies this ideal. Imam Ali's governance in Kufa is often cited as a model of just leadership, where he prioritized the needs of the disenfranchised and he upheld justice even against his own interests. Imam Ali alayhi salam's famous saying is, people are slaves of the world, and as long as they do not experience the trials of faith, they will remain loyal to the religion. And it reflects the necessity for leaders to inspire the people towards a higher moral standard. So Imam Khomeini's assertion that leaders must embody faith is a call for leaders to be moral exemplars, guiding their communities towards virtue and justice. In this framework, faith is not a passive belief, but a dynamic force that shapes actions and policies for the greater good. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we have for this episode of Spring of the Truth. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about the role of leaders in faith. He said, the leader must not only possess faith, but also embody it, guiding the people towards a virtuous life and the realization of justice. Thank you very much for listening to us. I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.